Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden is launching a new economic strategy for Asia called the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports, it's designed to counter China's creeping influence in the region.
This new initiative is being rolled out here in Japan with the backing of a dozen countries in the region, ranging from Vietnam to India. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the launch marks a turning point in restoring U.S. leadership to Asia.
It is, by any account, the most significant international economic engagement that the United States has ever had in this region.
This new economic pact is not a traditional free trade agreement with measures to expand market access and lower tariffs. It's focused on ensuring everyone plays by the same rules around key issues like supply chains, trade, clean energy, and infrastructure. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Tokyo.
Polish President Andrzej Duda visited Kyiv yesterday, where he addressed the Ukrainian parliament. He urged lawmakers not to give in to the demands of Russia, that only Ukraine has the right to decide its future. His visit came as Russian and Ukrainian forces continue to battle in the eastern part of the country. The Biden administration is urging Americans to take precautions as coronavirus cases rise across the U.S. But as NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, officials want Congress to approve more money to deal with a possible surge in the fall and winter.
Officials are urging Congress to pass a new funding bill to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. The administration says it needs additional money to pay for the next generation of vaccines, plus treatments and testing. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says it'll be harder for the government to protect Americans if Congress doesn't act.
NPR's Joe Hernandez. Tension within the Democratic Party will come to a head tomorrow in South Texas's 28th district as two opposed Democrats battle for the party's future. After 17 years in office, Henry Cuellar is one of the most conservative Democrats in the House, is being forced into his first runoff by former intern Jessica Cisneros. TPR's Sofia Sanchez reports.
Though they traded the lead all night of the March primary, both Cuellar and Cisneros failed to secure 50% of the vote back then, triggering a runoff. Nine-term incumbent Cuellar has a long list of supporters, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and local endorsements. Meanwhile, 28-year-old Cisneros is backed by progressives, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, who was in San Antonio Friday stumping for the young candidate.
The truth is, the entire country is looking at this district right now.
Republican candidates Cassie Garcia and Sandy Witten will also head into a runoff for the 28th congressional seat. I'm Sofia Sanchez in San Antonio.
This is NPR News. Australia's Labour Party leader was sworn in today as that nation's 31st Prime Minister. Anthony Albanese promised to address rising prices, inequality, and climate change. The first shipment of baby formula from Europe arrived in the U.S. yesterday to help alleviate a shortage. A military cargo plane landed in Indianapolis, carrying specialty infant formula for babies who can't digest all brands, enough for 500,000 bottles. Justin Thomas won the PGA Championship in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday. He beat Will Zalatoris in a three-hole playoff. Greg Eklund reports.
Chile native Mito Pereira had a one-stroke lead over Justin Thomas and Will Zalatoris when he teed off on the final hole of the tournament. But Pereira's double bogey on the tournament's 72nd hole allowed Thomas and Zalatoris to square off without him. Thomas says he felt bad for Pereira.
You want to win a golf tournament. You don't want someone to lose it. And I think, I had many, not exactly like that, but I had many, I have had times in my career when I feel like I've let a tournament get away.
Thomas seized his opportunity and captured his second PGA Championship 5 years after winning his first. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
In soccer, Manchester City scored three times in 5 minutes yesterday to beat Aston Villa 3-2. It's now won its sixth Premier League title in 11 seasons. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.